This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was back on my show back in February 26th of this year. We're talking about no other than Sanuwave Health, Inc. You can find him on the OTCQB, ticker symbol SNWV. And with me today is the chairman and CEO of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Kevin Richardson. Kevin, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Everett. Appreciate coming back. It's always a pleasure to be here.
You know, on June 10th, you guys did a press release talking about an acquisition that you guys are proposing, and it looks like the minnow is getting ready to swallow the whale. What is this all about?
Thanks, Everett. Yeah, no, we're definitely, this is a minnow swallowing the whale. We're acquiring the assets, the Ultramist assets, which is a competitive wound care product called, from Cellularity. Cellularity is a biologics company based in New Jersey. Some people may remember the Ultramist product. It was part of Aliqua, which was once public. ALQA was their ticker symbol. And they had sold these assets, Ultramist, Biovance, and Interfill, to Cellularity for about $30 million back in May of 2018. And we'll be acquiring that business. It really expands our footprint, our size dramatically. We're going to go from in 100 locations to over 1,000. We'll be going our sales force from 5 direct salespeople to over 20. We'll have 4 1099 indirect salespeople now going to 40. It brings us from one product over 4. And then we had another one that we added recently from NanoVibronics, which is a 5th. So we'll have 5 products in our portfolio. We'll be close to, you know, 15 or 20 million in revenue when we combine everything together. It transforms the company dramatically. It also sets us up so that we can, you know, get to NASDAQ faster, get an uplist there, and we can bring their products into our international footprint where we have a really strong presence in Europe, South Korea, South America. So it accelerates our growth trajectory as a company, Sanuwave's company, and it also brings us to profitability immediately. So these are things that we're going to take us a while to get to, and we're going to get there overnight, and it should close in mid-July. So it's truly a transformative event for us that will take us to the next level.
You know, there's so many questions I have for you. Like I said, the last time you were on the show was back in February, I believe somewhere in mid-May, you guys released your financial statements there. And under your highlights for that particular quarter that ended in March, you guys filed a patent for the use of shockwaves for treatment, respiratory for ailments for the COVID-19. If you could, bring us up to speed on that.
Sure. So a few things on COVID related. COVID has definitely slowed down the ability of us to place devices in new hospitals because our salespeople just are not allowed in to sell the product and train people on the product. So our focus internally has been on driving revenue per site, existing site, and really making sure that our sales team and clinical account managers are driving that. So that's how we've managed COVID. We also put our device in Dermapace and made it mobile. So we've now created it so that wound clinics can actually go into people's homes to treat patients who can't get into a hospital, who are unwilling to go into the hospital for treatment. We can now have them treated in the home setting. But the patent you're referring to is really exciting. There's a therapy in the medical world called percussion therapy. So think of when you were a kid and you had a cold, your mom would hit you on the back and try to loosen up. Well, you know, that's what a shockwave does. And so we're using shockwaves, and we've filed patents around that for all respiratory, not just COVID, although we think that'll be a great application, but also COPD, bronchitis, and other ailments. And so that's what the focus will be. We've also applied for grants from NIH and NSF that we'll hear about probably later this summer. I'm not sure we'll get them, but, you know, grants to pursue more research into using shockwaves to help treat upper respiratory ailments, including COVID.
You know, speaking of COVID, I just want to ask you, I know revenues were a little bit light on the first quarter. Has COVID impacted your business?
It has. I mean, there's clearly an impact at the wound centers, but it hasn't impacted as great as some other industries, because people who have diabetic foot ulcers, they don't stop having a diabetic foot ulcer because of COVID. They still have them. They still have to get treated. So we're still seeing treatment growing. And again, we're focused on the revenue per wound center right now and treatments per wound center. And we're seeing people still coming in. There were a record number within the wound world, unfortunately, a record number of increase in amputation in the May time period because patients were afraid to go get treated. And unfortunately, those lead to infection. Infection leads to amputation. So I think we've seen now across the board, wound care is not considered elective. And so even as we're seeing this resurgence of COVID happening, the wound centers are going to be wide open and patients are encouraged to go and get their wounds treated because the alternative is far worse than not getting treated.
You know, when you guys did your 10Q for the first quarter, you talked about a little bit about replacement parts internationally. Can you discuss what's going on internationally? You always got something always cooking on over there.
Yeah, no, international has always been it's where we've lived and breathed for the last decade is in how we've survived is through Europe and South Korea. And, you know, our mainstays are in Italy and South Korea. Those are our two biggest markets, and they happen to be impacted dramatically with COVID, as you know. But because they, you know, again, these wound ulcers and wounds don't go away, we did have a lot of replacement demand coming in, and we're seeing it pick up everywhere. We're seeing across the board, all of our international distributors are seeing an increase. You know, we're taking a step closer of getting approval down in Brazil for South America. We received our Inmetro certification, which means that we can now go to Anvisa, which is kind of like their FDA, to get certified. We should have that by the end of the year. In the Middle East, which we've been pursuing aggressively over the last few years, we're now up to about 8 orders that have come in June. And so we're beginning to see the demand pick up out of the GCC. And then we're working on some things in the Far East as well that hopefully we'll be able to report on fairly shortly.
I wanted to ask you before I let you go, we got about a minute left in the show. Back in November, your stock was trading around 16 cents a share. Now it's almost hitting 30 cents. You have any thoughts, what you might be able to relate to my listeners and to your stockholders?
You know, the acquisition we're making is transformative. And transformative, we're also having an annual general meeting where we're going to set ourselves up so that we can move to a NASDAQ listing eventually. And I think as you do that, as we do that and transform it, we're going to move our – you know, where we're incorporated from Nevada to Delaware. It's really, we're using this acquisition, you know, expands our footprint, expands our side, increases our employee count, revenue, brings us to profitability. So we're really in this transformative phase. And, you know, on the call we talked about, the last call we talked about going from a research to a commercialization as a company. And I think that's what's helped push the stock from that 16 to the now close to 30 cent range.
Right.
This transformation hopefully takes it a whole new level higher. You know, I never try to comment on stock price, but from a business standpoint, we're going to be a very different business when, you know, you're doing north of 20 million, growing 30%, cash flow positive, very different. It's a very different company when you have cash coming in every day compared to a company that when you're managing it and there's cash going out every day.
My guest today has been Kevin Richardson. He is the CEO and chairman of SanuWave Health, Inc. Look him up, and you can find him on the OTCQB, ticker symbol SNWV. Kevin, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show today. I wish you nothing but the best out there. Hopefully you'll come back in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Thank you, Everett. I appreciate it, and I look forward to coming back with another update.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.